I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. Cheating through this life, and all its suffering. Oh Christ, am I good for nothing? This life, and all its suffering.
Thomas Grant, and you're listening to Tapping Tufts.
All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to 91.5 WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and thanks for tuning in to Tapping Tufts. Today in the studio, we have a very, very cool band, Emperor Jones. If you all want to say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, world? Welcome in. If you just want to go around and introduce yourself, say who you are, and what your role is in the band.
Hello out there, people listening. My name is Samson Beanstalk, and I play the piano.
Hello. I'm Lucas, I sing.
Hi, I'm Nina Zimmerman, and I sing too. And I sometimes play the tambourine.
Hello, everyone. I'm Emmett, and I play guitar, and sometimes sing harmony.
Emmett's the cutest, by the way.
I'll stop it.
It's the band heartthrob.
Hello, everyone. I'm Henry. I play bass.
Hi, I'm Lila, and I am the band manager.
Woo!
Hope you're having a great day.
And is there anyone from the band not here today?
Harry Scopus. We love him. He's the drummer. He could not be here tonight.
Is tending to academia.
as we all probably should be. But anyway, stick around for the next hour. We're going to listen to some Emperor Jones, talk about their influences, have some fun in the studio, and maybe get a little acoustic jam session going on at the end. But yeah, stick around, we'll be right back.
It's a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
All right. So first, you know, one of the first things I got to ask is where did the name come from? The name is it Emperor Jones or do you go by Emperor Jones Band?
So the name is Emperor Jones, drop the band. It came from an actual a playwright, Eugene O'Neill. The Emperor Jones was a play written in 1920. But what the real inspiration was, the immediate inspiration, was my father's band. Was called Emperor Jones. He went to St. Lawrence, graduated in like 91 or something, and I decided to carry on his legacy with these guys, and that's where we're at today.
Well, that's awesome. That's so cool. So it was your dad's band, Emperor Jones Band, and then so you decided to start it again.
Correct.
And how did you make the band here? How did you start it up here? I understand you're all from different grades and ages. How did you all come together?
Yeah, so I knew Emmett from a mutual friend. We had jammed together, what was it?
We have a group of friends who all play the guitar, or all starting. So at some point last year, we kind of just started jamming, like once or twice a week.
Yeah, I remember we were playing Knocking on Heaven's Door, and this kid just had a filthy solo, and I knew he had to be in my band immediately. And then I saw Lucas on somebody's Snapchat story, singing late night, and he sounded pretty good. We needed a singer, so I got his info, started talking. He was a big Deadhead, had the same major as me, and we kind of hit it off. Lucas, you and Samson have some history, I presume?
Yeah, Samson and I went to high school together, so Henry reached out. We kind of were talking a little bit about like kind of stuff we wanted to get done, and then I was like, okay, like we got some pieces together, but we don't have a drummer. So then I was like, Samson does everything, so might as well ask him to see if he can do it, and then, I don't know, I guess he was interested.
Yeah, I'm pretty thankful he asked me to come join, because look at us now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the four of us, played for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then Lucas was on the football team and got a concussion, and so loud noises were bothering him.
Lucas is no longer on the football team.
So we were like, we should probably find another singer for the time being.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say I'm the most random member of the group. I'm like a little freshman girl, but I'm not actually a little baby girl.
No,
I'm not. And
she's like 4 feet tall.
No, I'm actually 5'5". But so I sat behind Henry, or like in front of, I don't know. I sat next to Henry at this a cappella show. And for some reason, we're both very outgoing people, I guess. We just started talking. Apparently I started talking. And all of a sudden, like somehow we were talking about music, and Henry was saying that he wants to form a band. And I said, oh, well, I sing and I would love to be in a band. That's like my dream. So get my number if you ever want to jam. He took my number, didn't text me for a month. But then Lucas was concussed, so they asked me if I'd be willing to come and see if my voice would fit or just jam with them. Yeah, and then?
And it worked, and it worked so well.
It really did.
When you think about the pieces of this band, all the six pieces, when you look at it from afar, it doesn't seem like it would work as well as it does. You have so many different musical backgrounds. People come from all over the map, but it kind of comes together and works much like a Picasso painting, you know? with each of the facial features is falling into place beautifully, and it all relies on the visionary expertise of Mr. Henry Sherb. Really brought it together. He's our Picasso. He brought this band together, and I'm pretty thankful.
Agreed.
Pablo
right.
Sherb.
Pablo
Vladimir,
Sherb. We can't leave out Lila. I remember we performed our first real show in some house party, some basement, and went pretty well. There were a lot of suitors for the band manager position after that night, but the only one that followed up with me was Miss Lila Felzer. And I FaceTimed her and said, hey, let's talk about this band manager role. I think I was with Emmett and Lucas. Mm-hmm. Told her to come over. She came over on the spot, and that's all we needed. All we needed was the passion. Lila had it, and she came at the right time, and she's brought us here. So she's our anchor.
There's no one as organized as Lila. And girl boss, CEO.
All right, well, we have a live clip. It's pretty short, but of you all playing at the Burn, I understand.
Yeah.
From when was this?
From Tuesday.
On this Tuesday. So, you know, before we get into the show a little more, give them a little bit of a sense of the band. Awesome. You all sound great. So that was, you know, sorry for maybe some of the spotty audio, but that was live on this Tuesday at the Burn Emperor Joe's Band. All right. So before we talk a little bit more about the band as a whole and get some music going, I'd like to talk to each of you a little individually about what got you into music and what some of your inspirations are. So after just listening to that, we might as well start with you, Nina, one of the lead singers of the band. So just wondering, what got you interested in music and singing in your past?
I guess I would start with my grandmother, who is Nina Simone and Billie Holiday's biggest fan. And she named me after Nina Simone. So there's jazz in my blood. My mom has always just loved music, and there's always just been music blasting in my house. So ever since I can remember, I was dancing and singing along and to Nina Simone records and other sort of 80s, a lot of just funk and jazz and soul music. And then one day I basically got myself a sort of a performance. I asked my school if they'd be willing to let me sing at this sports event when I was in sixth grade or fifth grade, I think. And then the music teacher heard it, and he invited me to join this soul band. And so sixth grade, I joined this high school soul band with all these guys, which is pretty similar to what I'm doing right now. And we played in bars and sang a lot of soul and a lot of the songs that I grew
up
listening
to. And what was that song that you sang for your school that you convinced your teacher to sing that started this whole journey?
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite songs to sing still. And it's Nina Simone's Feeling Good.
All right, let's take a listen. Nina Simone's Feeling Good.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. river running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
The song that started it all for Nina and part of Emperor Jones, Feeling Good by Nina Simone. All right, Henry, turning to you, what is your role in the band again?
I play bass and I also play rhythm guitar. I'm basically a role model or a role player.
You're our role model.
yeah, I'm everyone's role model, exactly.
And what got you started playing? What got you to pick up the guitar and the
really,
bass?
Really, I think it really comes down to COVID. I'd never played an instrument before COVID, and I just didn't have time. I played lacrosse for a long time and kind of got sick of it. And with COVID, I had a lot more time on my hands than I was used to, and I was able to pick it up pretty quickly. And it was the best decision I ever made in my entire life by far.
All right, very nice. COVID. I feel like a lot of people, pick up different hobbies and passions when you all of a sudden find yourself a lot more free time. I'm glad to know you picked up music. What was some of the music that you first started playing that you're like, oh, this is the stuff that I want to be able to play on?
Yeah, so my father has always been a pretty big Deadhead. I wasn't really into it until I started playing the instrument, and then I was really able to appreciate what they were doing. And that was kind of like the first aspiring band that I wanted to emulate. And I want to say the first Grateful Dead song I learned was Ripple. It's just an absolute classic.
And what was it about Ripple that attracted you?
It was just the acoustic layering. Like, there's so many different aspects of the sound, and it's just an acoustic song, which is... the Dead have a lot of that, but they also do rock out, and the Ripple was like a very just soothing, dreamy progression for me.
All right, that's take a listen. This is The Ripple by The Grateful Dead.
My words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own?
it's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da da da.
All right, turning it over to Emmett.
Yeah.
Coming at you with the same questions. Remind us what you play.
So I play guitar, lead guitar.
Say that again, sorry?
Lead guitar.
All right.
Yeah.
And what? When did you pick up, when did you first pick up the guitar?
So as long as I can remember, when I was young, when I was born, my dad was a jazz guitarist in New York City. So I've kind of always had that like influence, you know, musical things lying around in the family.
You all seem to share that in common. Does a lot of your parents got you into music / were in bands, played music?
Yeah, I think a fair amount of us, besides Lucas, he just shook his head. Yeah, but I mean, when I was really young, he decided he couldn't, you know, live off of like crumpled up $20 bills anymore. So he went back to medical school, but you know, just growing up, there's always been instruments lying around and everything. And I actually started playing clarinet when I was like 7, and I hated it, and my parents forced me to do it, but I'm thankful they did, because you know, you kind of establish like a practicing work ethic and stuff. And then I've always just kind of played guitar, never really took lessons, just learned from my dad and picked up his guitars lying around. And then, you know, again, I think in the past 2 or 3 years I've started to take it much more seriously, and you know, try and devote like a set time every day to practicing and stuff.
What changed in the past few years? Pandemic too, or?
I think my interests just shifted a bit. I mean, like in high school, I was also playing basketball. I was also, you know, doing other stuff. And I think recognizing that I'm a senior now, and, you know, next year when I go off, I'm going to have probably even less time than I do now. kind of deciding that, like, I want to make it a priority now, so hopefully it'll be a priority going into the future.
And why join a band? What made you go?
It's so fun.
Yeah?
I mean, first of all, I also just love music, and I love listening to music and playing it and, you know, every all-encompassing, everything around music. And also, like, there's just, like, nothing better than those times where you're all sitting down and everything sounds good and you can't play a wrong note and, you know, the microphone is electric, everything, you know, it's so fun.
It's thrilling, yeah. So going back, if there was a song that you first heard, that you first were listening to, it's like, this is the guitarist I want to be, or just this is type of musician I want to be, or type of music that inspires you.
Yeah, so I mean, there are a couple. Like, Jimi Hendrix was definitely huge when I was a kid. Also loved Jerry Garcia. From my dad, I kind of got into, like, jazz guitar a little bit, so, like, Wes Montgomery and Joe Pass. He also loves, like, bluegrass folk, so some of those guys. But, like, the one that kind of stands out is definitely Stevie Ray Vaughan, and just being obsessed with the way he plays and his speed and his power and his finesse, and I don't know. He's definitely the biggest inspiration.
All right, let's take a listen, listening to Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan. You all enjoy. Thank you.
every day.
All right, once again, that was Texas Flood by Steve Ray Vaughan. Thank you so much, Emmett. All right, who we got coming up next?
Lucas.
All right, Lucas. This is, as you don't know, it's a little hard for me to see Lucas right now, but we're still gonna listen and talk. So, Lucas, what do you play in the band?
So I sang, but sometimes they'll let me play the guitar. And very, very occasionally, I'll have a very simple keyboard part.
Okay, so a little bit of mix. And Do you have a particular song that really inspired you to get into music, or what made you start picking things up?
A particular song, I guess it's kind of hard. I guess one of the first songs I learned on the guitar was Redemption Song by Bob Marley. Just, I don't know, it was pretty simple, and I listened to it when I was like in seventh grade, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then I learned how to play in eighth grade, and then I was like, okay, I gotta learn the song. So
what was that song again?
Redemption Song, Bob Marley.
And what about this song got you to feel like, oh, this is what I want to do, or this is the type of music that I want to play?
It's just a beautiful song. Like, I don't even know any other way to put it. Bob Marley is just one of my favorite artists. I feel like people sometimes, I don't know, people ask me questions sometimes. They're like, okay, like, if you could watch anyone live, you know, dead or alive, I'm like, okay, I would easily choose Bob Marley. I don't know, I just love his voice and the messages that he has in his songs, and he's just great.
All right, let's take a listen. This is the Redemption Song by
the worst.
Bob Marley.
And ships minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. scared to sing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
All right, that was the Redemption Song by Bob Marley and the Walkers. All right, who is next?
Hello there, my name is
Miss Sampson.
All right, hi Sampson, how are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Me too.
What do you play in the band?
So I play pretty much whatever the band needs, but the actual answer is keys. But I will literally do anything that this band needs, no matter what it is.
What are some of the things you've done? Played.
I started out as the drummer before we found Harry. So that was a pretty fun period of time. And then I transitioned over to the keys, as well as the bass sometimes. Henry and I kind of trade off playing bass at our shows, which I think is one of the most unique and awesome things about Emperor Jones. We don't really have a defined bass player. We kind of move around between songs, switching instruments.
That's so cool. What do you think, how do you think it adds to your music that you're a multi-instrumentalist?
I think it definitely keeps the audience on their toes, keeps people engaged. I think it's kind of cool to see us as we kind of like shuffle around on stage in between songs. I think that's a pretty cool aspect. And you sort of never know what you're going to get, because nobody really falls into the bass role. We kind of have a different sounding like foundation for each song that we do. So I think that's pretty cool.
And then how about for you? How did you get into all these different instruments?
I would say it stemmed from a passion and love of math and physics that I've had as long as I've been alive. I love math. I love physics. I came to Tufts and I'm studying mechanical engineering and math, which is just my favorite discipline. I discovered when I was studying for like a project in high school, this Greek philosopher named Pythagoras, and he founded some of the most core theorems in mathematics, you know, Pythagorean theorem, one of the greatest ever. But what I didn't know and recently found out was that he was the one who first found out that when you took a certain frequency and played another frequency above it, it could create this combined sound that's known as a musical interval. And basically, it was him that laid the whole foundation for music theory and created pretty much all of music and everything we know about the chromatic scale and the major scale and all the stuff that we use every day. So,
never heard that.
You know, the person that discovered math also discovered music, which I think is excellent.
That's such an incredible story. I never heard that before. And for you personally, what about math and the connection between it got you to love music?
So I think a lot of what I love about music comes from math. And when you hear certain harmonies that go on in songs and think about the dissonance between those notes and why it makes you sound so good and why certain chords make you feel in a certain way and make you feel other ways, major chords and minor chords, I think it all comes together in a really beautiful way, and I just love being a part of it.
And what's a song that you think embodies this concept of the combination of math and music pretty well?
I definitely think the band of Fish embodies it really well. Trainastasia was one of the greats. There's a song called Waiting All Night, which I think is one of the most beautiful Fish songs that exist. Came out in 2014. Just a great song that sort of made me fall in love with that band. Big fan.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Waiting All Night by Fish.
Thank you.
All Night by The Fish. Beautiful song. Thanks for that recommendation. Love that one. All right. Last but certainly not least, we have Lila. Would you like to introduce your position in the band?
Yes. I'm Lila Felser, and I am the band manager.
And what does that mean? What does it mean to be a band manager?
It means that I get to post on the social media, it means I get to book gigs, and most importantly, it means that I get to hang out with these guys all the time.
So you're kind of in charge, and what goes on, and what they do, and what happens.
Yes.
How did you become band manager of Emperor Jones?
Well, Henry told a little bit about the story, but Emperor Jones had a concert one night that I was very excited to attend, and they rocked the house and rocked my socks off, and we were at this house party, and then I hear Henry like saying something about how this like kid he knows might be band manager, and I'm like, Henry, what about me? Like, why wouldn't you choose me? And then I pitched myself to Henry. That was it. The next day, I texted Henry, I'm like, when are we going to discuss this band manager position? He FaceTimed me. I came over to his house. I met Lucas and Emmett, and we just went from there. And, you know, now we're all besties.
Nice. That's a great story. You want to add something?
I would just quickly like to add that Lila is not only our band manager, but also an excellent backup singer who came on stage and sang backup on some of our songs.
Oh, well, so, okay, so you do a little ebb and flow.
My goal is to do a little more vocal backup for these guys over here. It's fun. Potentially some other stuff if I get there.
So from your perspective, sometimes on stage, sometimes off stage, is there a song in particular that you think embodies Emperor Jones as a whole? Maybe one of the songs you all like to play frequently?
Oh, that's off the top of your head. Great question. I think that what's coming to mind right now is Honky Tonk Women.
I wish we played that one, man.
Or the Grateful Dead. But
close.
By the Rolling Stones, sorry. You're catching me on an off day.
It's okay.
However, my favorite song that I've heard the band play is Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Because it's a song that I love. My number three most listened to song on Spotify this year. I love Jimmy. Emmett just rips the song on the electric guitar. And this, hearing the band play it was the first time I ever heard the song live. And it just sent a shiver up my spine.
Well, we're going to take a listen to the original. And in case you're still sticking around, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. Don't go anywhere. Right after this, we'll be having a live acoustic session in the studio of Emperor Jones. But before then, this is Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Give you a little preview. That was Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Okay, and now the moment we've been waiting for here. What are you going to be singing first for us today in our Tapping Tufts acoustic session?
I'm a big fan of Fleetwood Mac. I think a lot of us are. And this song is just so beautiful. Hopefully it'll brighten your evening. It's Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
All right, whenever you're ready, let's take it away.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Oh, I'm getting older too. Oh, take my love and I take it down. Oh, climb a mountain and you turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, will the landslide bring it down? Oh, the landslide bring it down.
Awesome. Great job. That was sounded great. Loved to hear it. Lovely rendition of Landslide by Emperor Jones. But we're not just going to stop at one. We're not done. What do you have coming up for us next?
Wish You Were Here, Pink
Floyd. All right. Yeah. Again, yeah. So we're going to have Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And obviously you're not in the studio right now, but one of the super cool things about this band is because they all do play different instruments and they all play a lot of the same instruments. They are just switching around, passing up the guitar. Different people are going to take this one. Different people are going to sing on this one. Definitely one of the cool strengths in this band. But how are we doing? Are we ready?
Yep.
All right.
Go, Lucas.
Taken away.
Okay.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? So you think you can tell. Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze. called comfort for change? And did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for lead role in its cage? Wish you were here. We just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground, and how we found same old fears. Wish you were here.
All right, thank you so much for listening to Emperor Jones. Once again, this is Tapping Tufts. My name is Thomas Grant, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Go check them out on Instagram.